With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I still can't get past the bug thing. Like when you see a fly in your house, like you think idiots. Like this thing and it's buzzing around, it's completely oblivious to the fact that anyone that sees it is going to want it dead.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
It fails to meet one of the basic criteria of the markets we bet into a lot, which is like, do you have a vulnerable favorite? I don't view Aaron Judge that way. That doesn't mean you can't bet into it. It's just that's like one of the obvious, like glaring, you know, lights basically like come bet this market. It's that there's a favorite that makes no sense. This favorite makes a ton of sense.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
There is utter chaos breaking loose in sports, and there's no better time to be doing a show like this than right now. Kostos is out. Nick Ashew in for Kostos. Ken Barkley is here. We have had a lot of breaking news within the past 10 minutes before this show has started. Of course, you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube. We are on the Odyssey app as well as nationwide on all of our affiliates on the BetQL network. UCLA and USC would have maybe been the big story, that they're reportedly going to move to the Big Ten. But no. The NBA has done what it always does in the summer, Ken Barkley, and it says, hold my beer. Kevin Durant has asked for a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, and all hell is breaking loose in the NBA. Just when we thought that Jalen Brunson was going to be the biggest story in the NBA offseason, no. Kevin Durant wants out in Brooklyn. When this all happened and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant signed and they traded for James Harden, I said this will be a beautiful disaster and I can't wait to watch it go down in flames. I did not expect it to be this beautiful of artwork. It is unbelievable. And here we are, the Nets and one of the worst, in fact, let me change this, Ken, the worst and most disappointing super team ever created has now imploded and is falling apart and will be left as a smoldering crater for everyone to witness for years to come.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I was excited to do the show, obviously, anyway. I always am. I love coming on with you.
Right.
But then all this news broke, and I'm getting these push notifications and alerts, and we're all sitting here talking. Wait, no, Kevin Durant. Like, I cannot wait for the next 4 hours of the show, because there's going to be a lot more to this story as the next 4 hours continue.
Right, and let's just kind of, and I think, walk everybody through a couple things in case you're not, like, particularly locked into how today might go. 6 p.m. Eastern is supposed to be the time marker for when teams are allowed to negotiate with free agent players. You'll see all of the network television coverage of free agency is usually, like, it's going to start a couple hours before 6 o'clock, probably about an hour from now, I think, in a bunch of places, and go through 6 o'clock, basically, to sort of, like, hey, here's, well, now it looks prescient that they're on 2 hours early because they have the Durant thing to talk about, but just, like, what we would have expected, and then news will start hopefully trickling out, like, during the, while we're on the air from 3 to 7 Eastern, and I think we'll have hopefully a lot of stuff to react to. Now, obviously, if we had nothing else to react to but Durant, that would be great, just because we would have Durant. Like, who cares if anything else happens now that we have this? But The key here is, like, we have this, like, pretty crazy thing. So I think just the next thing is the timeline of, like, how this has all come together, right? And it's really funny. I feel like everyone was, like, battle stations locked in to talk about this topic at the start of the week. And then it, like, subsided with the Kyrie news. So basically, like, we can go back to a week ago, 2 weeks ago, basically. And what ended up happening is the standoff between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets, and, like, do they really want to give him a long-term contract? Is he going to opt in and choose to play there? Or is a sign and trade a possibility? Where is Kyrie Irving going to play next? That was, like, domino one was rumors about that. Domino two was, okay, if Kyrie doesn't play there, now there are rumors that Kevin Durant would reconsider playing for the Brooklyn Nets if Kyrie Irving isn't there. Okay, so there are two things. Like, that's domino number two. Okay, Durant affected by the decision Kyrie makes. Then you have, like, all of the rumors swirling about where Durant would go. Like, what would he do? We did a show earlier this week. I asked around to a bunch of people that cover the league, what do you think? And the consensus answer I got, and we'll talk about it in a second too, was Phoenix was the team that came up over and over and over again. It looked like we were building toward this, like, crescendo and free agency. And then all of that was stopped because Kyrie Irving sent out a couple of ridiculous tweets through a couple of reporters a couple of days ago, basically saying, I've chosen to opt into my player. Like, I've chosen to, I should find the exact quote. I'm sure Tyler can find it real quick. Like, he's opting in, and, like, I'll see you in the fall. Like, regular people make the world run, but special people make, I mean, it was just completely ridiculous. But the implication,
vomit inducing, like,
right. Yes.
Just like, it's just, I'm so important. Look how important I am. You're not that important. You're just not. Shut up.
Right. And the implication, of course, would be, oh, well, Kyrie Irving's back. That settles any potential news that would come up. And I remember seeing a couple reports that day, and these people seemed like Chicken Little, a little bit, like, the sky is still falling, even though, like, it seemed like everything was settled. And they were basically like, well, it's still Kyrie Irving, and, like, he could still get traded. Like, it could still happen, even though he opted in. And everyone was like, nah, like, this is a done deal. This is totally settled. And sure enough, there was, like, so much calm the last 36 hours with, like, very little happening. And then sure enough, the last kind of, like, piece or part of the timeline here, when everything seemed settled, is a pretty bombshell tweet. And to be honest, I think Shams had it first, yet again, basically, more connected to the agents than Woj's. Woj more connected to the front office. You'll notice Woj's tweet about this mentions Sean Marks, but Shams is more, yeah, just mentions Kevin Durant and his team are going to seek a trade. It's so funny how the tweets directly tell you who everyone's plugged into and, like, who their sources are. It's like Woj is kind of like the company franchise guy, and Shams is like the young agent guy, basically. So, but they both converge with a report, basically, that Kevin Durant and his team are requesting a trade and seeking out a trade partner. And that'll paraphrase the reporting from both people. So, like, what did you think? We'll go through all the other reporting in a second about teams, which is starting to come in right now. Like, how surprised were you when you saw this 20 minutes ago? What was your first thought when you saw it?
Not surprised. Expected this to actually
not
be
surprised
about a month ago.
Not surprised at
not
all.
Not surprised. Just no, because this just had the once Kyrie and all of his weirdness continued again, and not just from what he was saying, the tweet you talk about and the way that he acted, but the fact that there was the impasse on what they were going to do contract wise. And then it was, oh, well, okay. So if you don't want to sign me to a long-term deal, here's a list of teams that I'd like to go to. At that point, that shows you they got a problem. That shows you that this organization and Kyrie Irving are not in a good place. It's not going to come back from that. There are some players where you can figure it out, but if you're not going to sign a guy to a long-term deal, that means you don't trust him. That's bad enough right there. You cannot have a superstar on your team and then say, oh, we don't trust you, so we don't want to sign you to a long-term deal. Even the Sixers are like, yeah, he's going to opt out, but we're going to give James Harden a little more time, give him a bigger deal. Like, he's worked it out. They're going to figure that out. If the Sixers and James Harden can figure it out, but Kyrie Irving and the Nets can't figure it out, that shows you there is no turning back from where they are. And Kyrie Irving is petty. Kevin Durant is even more petty. And Kyrie, as we know, is aloof. He's not dependable. He's always shown that at times he wants to play. And when he's locked in, he's going to get you 50 points. But when he's not, he doesn't show up, or something's going on where he just decides he didn't feel like playing, or disappears and doesn't show up to the team for a few days, or can't play and makes that a huge issue and it becomes a bigger deal. And he turns himself into this martyr, and he's not a martyr. The issue now is that Kevin Durant hitched his wagon to Kyrie Irving when everybody was screaming at him, do not do this. You are with the most well-run franchise in sports, in the Golden State Warriors, the most egoless superstar in the NBA, in Steph Curry, and you can't get along with Draymond Green. So instead of figuring out, you're going to make more burner accounts on Twitter, and then you're going to go and act more petty and get upset and leave, and then decide you want to play with Kyrie Irving, who, by the way, without LeBron James, has done nothing to win for a franchise. Can he get you buckets? Yes. But we've seen time and time again, Kyrie Irving, before LeBron James got to Cleveland, had never even sniffed the playoffs. I mean, they were a deep lottery team before LeBron James got back to Cleveland. Yeah, Kyrie helped him win a title. Absolutely. He deserves all the credit for that. But Kevin Durant made this mess. Like, I know people, and you probably know people too, who have known them in your life before, that have gotten themselves into relationships that everybody can tell you from far away, you better figure this out very quickly. It's not going to work. Look at the track record with them. This is not going to work. Every relationship they have goes down in flames. They're not dependable. They're a person that isn't committed. You don't want to be in this relationship. Kevin Durant actively sabotaged his career by leaving Golden State. Not going to Golden State. By leaving Golden State and deciding to go play for the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving. It has been a disaster. They added James Harden, and I said, this will be a beautiful disaster. And it has been pure artwork since then. It's gone down in flames worse than I ever imagined that this would be. And at this point now, Kevin Durant's looking around going, well, this isn't going to work, so I guess I got to leave. Well, you chose this. Everybody told you from the beginning this is what was going to happen. And now it's happening. And instead of staying in Golden State and winning titles, and eventually, sorry, people were going to forget. They wouldn't care anymore because in the end, everybody counts titles and remembers all the good stuff that stars did. Now everybody remembers Kevin Durant actively sabotaging his career, going to a situation and essentially creating a relationship that everybody said was going to be bad. You were going to get your heart broken and it was going to go down in flames. And that's exactly where we are. The only reason that I thought this would happen sooner was because Durant was just quiet for too long. And then the Kyrie Irving rumors were out there. And that's the only reason I thought maybe you'd hear something like this sooner. I'm not shocked at all that this is going on. And there's going to be a million teams in the NBA that want him. And we've got a whole bunch of odds on what teams may be interested in Kevin Durant, which, by the way, spoiler alert, would actually be every team in the NBA. But here we are. And this is the problem when you make the choices that Kevin Durant made. This is what's going to hurt his legacy. And he can say he doesn't care about it, but I promise you, Kevin Durant cares about what people say about him because he's super sensitive, and it's only going to be worse. But I'll tell you this, Ken. I cannot wait to see how active his burner accounts are today because they're going to be really busy. They're going to be so busy.
KD Lover 8 just like logged on, just going to throw out some tweets and everything. It's going to be exceptional. No, I agree with all that. And I think it's okay to be like super emotional when this comes out. Like if you if you're like me and you know Nick loves the NBA. The NBA is Nick's favorite thing. The NBA is one of my favorite things. And when these types of things happen, like, it's the soap opera of the NBA, and like that's kind of how we're going to respond to it too. And yeah, my first thoughts were the same. So just to kind of to plan this out a little bit, like we are on for 4 hours. I promise we will get to all the teams that Kevin Durant is considering, what where we think he should go, where we think he will go,
yep.
what that would mean,
yes.
all the betting implications of that, because it's, you know, the futures market. I'd be curious where it's actually still up while this is being decided. It would be a mistake to keep it open during free agency in a normal year. It would seem like it was going to be a quiet free agency. Whoops. And now we have a player who had actually, like, do a lot of damage to a futures market, potentially changing hands. So all of this is really interesting. We'll get to all that. But I think, yeah, just to, like, really emphasize, like, how, like, this, the, basically the end of this sort of era of these players coming together. Like, Kevin Durant, like, I mean, however you have him rated, call him realistically a top 15 player in NBA history, something like that. Top 15, Absolutely. Top 20 player in NBA history. And you could, again, there's going to be eras and ties and players who are close to each other statistically. And that's fine. That's part of, like, what makes arguing about the NBA fun. But, like, you have a top 20 player all time who, like, chose to team up with a crazy person, basically. And, like, his career, has actually been, the chapters of his career actually continue to get more and more interesting, which is crazy. Like, the Oklahoma City chapter in and of itself, very interesting. He and Westbrook both get drafted, top five picks. Durant was second, Westbrook was fifth, I think. And then, you know, have this amazing run for a market that could never lure a big free agent. Like, that's in and of itself, that if that was the end of his career, that would be interesting. And that happens. And then it's, okay, well, where is it? He and Westbrook kind of grow apart. They have the series against the Warriors. They can't put him away. Game six, Klay Thompson goes nuts. They lose game seven. Okay, like, where am I going to go next? And then all of the my next chapter jokes start, basically, right? Because he picks the Warriors, and there's a crazy what-if situation. Like, what if Draymond doesn't actually get suspended and they don't blow the 3-1 lead? And then Draymond's not calling Durant from the parking lot saying, we need you. Like, what if that happens? And where does Durant go next? So he chooses to go to the Warriors, basically takes part in, like, a consecutive years of, like, one of the best basketball teams ever assembled. We had an argument on this show where Kostas was basically picked the first Durant Curry year as the best NBA team of the since 2000. That was a discussion that we had. And it's basically like, do you pick the 73-9 team? Do you pick that team? Do you pick, like, one of the other teams, like a Spurs team that was particularly exceptional? You know, it's just 2001 Lakers. Like, that's the kind of team he was a part of. So that in and of itself, like, that's him choosing to team up is unique. Him going to him at Oklahoma City, a team that never won anything, that can't get a free agent. That's unique. Okay, now there's, like, a third unique chapter to this, which is obviously, like, where do I want to go next? I don't want to go to the Knicks and play at Madison Square Garden. I want to go to Brooklyn, where no one has ever wanted to go, mostly because they used to be in New Jersey. But, like, I'm going to go to Brooklyn because they have this, like, entrepreneurial owner who owns one of the biggest companies in the world. And I want to do a lot of entrepreneurial corporate stuff. And, like, I think this is a great fit. And by the way, I'm going to have this crazy person come be my teammate. And just, like, each chapter has been unique and bizarre and interesting and not like how other stars have played out stuff. And so, like, what is the fourth chapter? what is that going to be? What the teams that are in play are very interesting. We know a couple. I have a feeling we'll start to know more during the course of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you and I each like to see him? Where do we think he will end up? Those might be two different answers. And how much does it matter? I mean, this is going to be year 16 for him. He's going to turn 34 this year. How much does it matter that he's changing teams? Maybe it doesn't matter as much as we think. So a ton of stuff, I think, to kind of go over the rest of the hour, rest of the show. I'm so glad this happened right before the show. Makes me so happy.
I mean, I can remember when the rumors were that he was going to go to the Knicks with Kyrie Irving. And then there was like, well, maybe it could also be then Anthony Davis traded to the Knicks. And that was just 3 years ago. I mean, it's unbelievable the situation that we're in right now. But this is the NBA. This is where we are. Where Kevin Durant could
awesome.
End up, the odds of where he could end up, all of this is a blast. We're going to get into that. Plus, what does this mean for Kyrie Irving's future? It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.